This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Inside the New Orleans Saints locker room after the Week 14 win at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Early morning. All right, if I sound like, man, James, you sound like you just woke up. The sun hasn't even risen yet. All right, and we're getting content out there to make sure that you have your content on a Monday. All right, so forgive me. Here we go. Now, you put a shirt on, pal? Jesus. All right, we love to see this when the Saints get a win, when they finally can celebrate, when there's a little bit of validation for all their hard work and planning and prep and whatever. We like to go in the locker room, okay? And not like that. But we like to go in the locker room and see the celebration, feel the celebration, and remind ourselves these are human beings, these are real people with real nipples, and they should be excited, and we should be excited too. Not the nipples, the people. What am I talking about?
We came in this game talking about focus, guys. Focus.
Gail, energy. What's up, Gail?
Awesome, awesome job, guys. Way to handle
Gail's up in there.
Three phases, okay, along this entire game, okay? Let's talk about a couple things. Offense.
Hayner, was that Hayner? Is that Jake Hayner up in there?
Hey, Devin Neal, 70 yards rushing, 14-yard catch on third down.
Man, Devin Neal, what a performance. What a game. What a performance. Like, you know, we talked about it before the – well, in our previews, that running the ball is going to be very difficult on this team with Vita Vea existing. And they were going to have to win the game through the air. And Tyler Shuck was going to have to carry if they were going to win. And that was partially true. What we did not foresee, because I'm not a meteorologist, was a monsoon. When that monsoon happened and the Saints had to run the ball, the only person that they can really turn to is Devin Neal. And against Vita Vea with a you know, the Saints offensive line being what it is, that's a tough ask. And he got in a rainstorm against the Bucs in that situation. He had one of the biggest performances just as far as like heart, as far as grit, as far as determination, whatever. Unbelievable effort from Devin Neal. And you know, people have asked me before, like, what do you think about Devin Neal as a this season? It's like kind of the same thing as Rattler last year. Devin Neal, at no point was the plan to get him 20 carries a game. You know, Alvin Kamara was ahead of him. Kendra Miller was ahead of him. At one point, Taysom Hill was ahead of him. The idea was, all right, yeah, sure. If someone gets hurt, maybe he can fill in and get 6 carries here, 7 carries there. But to be the bell cow back on the road in a monsoon in Tampa, never the plan. And he showed up big time. So we talked about Tyler Shuck kind of needing these games to stave off the Saints drafting a quarterback. Well, Devin Neal can make a whole lot of noise of what the Saints game plan is moving forward with running backs. If Devin Neal keeps playing like this and has a couple other big games, all of a sudden the idea of like, well, maybe we should draft Jeremiah Love, maybe we should draft this player, whatever. Devin Neal is the answer to a lot of those questions. So I think he has played great the last couple of games. Oh, what a little zip. There you go. Well deserved. Well deserved.
And we got a quarterback that runs the football. Tyler Shuck, 55 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns.
Now, this is the big this will be the big Chase Young is in his face. This will be the big talking point. This will be the big conversation this week, and it absolutely should be. Tyler Shough just put everybody on notice, and not just Tyler Shough either. How about the ceiling in the Tampa? What's going on here? This looks like a shed. I mean, is this what Tampa Bay's facilities are like? God Almighty! Like the ceiling. There's no way this should be breathed in over here. But Tyler Shough put a lot of doubters, and Kellen Moore put a lot of doubters on notice. Now, a lot of it is Tyler. Like, a lot of it is his ability, what he did, especially the touchdown run where he had to escape, like, all that pressure. And he evaded, like, four sacks, rolled out of the back of the end zone, took off the touchdown run on the left side. Because that was almost all him. But Kellen Moore's ability to completely change the offense from 1 week to the next week to the next week into this version of the Saints offense. Think about what this offense looked like against Atlanta or against the Rams or whatever, even against Carolina. And now look at it. If you look at the Atlanta game and you look at the offense this game, you would think it was like 2 years separate. Nope, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. No more Taysom quarterback powers. Tyler Shough is running the read option all over the place. We're running the read option like exclusively, basically. That's our main source of running the ball. The whole, like, don't run the ball up the middle, whatever. Like, Kellen was flexing in this game. And I had that theory, if you remember. I had the theory that we're watching a straight-up science experiment in real time. And the theory was that Kellen is experimenting with, okay, is Taysom quarterback power the answer on third and one? No. Okay. Is halfback dive? Is fullback dive? Is tush push? Whatever. And now we've gotten to the point to experiment where we're at the read option part. And this read option was what we were promised with Tyler Shough when he was drafted, right? And we never saw it. And we kept wondering, why aren't we seeing design runs? This was supposed to be part of his game. This was supposed to be the whole point. And now we're seeing them. And now we're seeing this offense kind of come into something. There's a little bit of an identity there. There's a little bit of a like, okay, this is what we're supposed to do. This is what works. And, I mean, I'm thrilled, much less because of the win. Like, obviously you love the win. Obviously it was a fun game. It was thrilling, all that stuff. But I'm just thrilled that we're finally starting to see that identity. We're finally starting to see that, you know, we're seeing what the Saints want to do.
Start fast, guys. There's no way to start faster than Mason Tipton with that. Yeah. Defense.
So he mentioned starting fast. The first drive, again, did y'all notice the difference? The first drive was completely different than the rest of the year. They came out. Again, I hate being right all the time, but they came out and they said, let's let it rip. Let's throw the football. Let's throw the football. Let's forget about all the other stuff. Let's come out. Let's play with some tempo. Let's push it. Let's treat the first drive like we've been treating the first drive of the second half. We didn't see the, you know, halfback dive and then a Taysom run and then third and seven and then a punt. Totally different. And the first drive was a drive. Like, that was exactly what you expect and exactly what you want. And I guarantee you that Kellen, who watches the channel, I guarantee you that Kellen put a big old circle around that drive. I said, okay, this is how we're going to start games.
Defense, Grando, two tackles for loss.
Yeah, the defense was really good this game, especially in big spots. They had some huge spots, whether it was on third and short, fourth and short, fourth down, fourth and intermediate, whatever. They played really, really well, and it was across the board. The defensive line played well. Granderson played well. Cam Jordan played well. And then we saw the secondary really get active, whether it was Kool-Aid McKinstry, whether it was Alante, whether it was Jonas Sanker. They were all over the place, and the defense has been good all year long. They've had a couple of down spots, but overall, been a hell of a turnaround for this defense, and Brandon Staley is exactly who we thought he was. A hell of a defensive coordinator, and I mean, what he has done with this unit in just 1 year. I mean, don't forget, Dennis Allen was supposed to be a defensive mastermind. And then all of a sudden, basically the same group of guys. Next year, it's a legitimate group now. Legitimate group.
Where's Alante Taylor at the big time?
Yep.
Time stop at the end, guys. They had a chance, right? Rally, okay? The biggest thing that showed in this game, guys, is your guys' resiliency and ability to play together. That was awesome, okay? All three.
A ton of resiliency. I mean, this was not a game. This game had it all. I mean, this was like 10 games in one. You had the Saints went up, all right? So then it's like, okay, a little bit of success here. Then the game's tied. All right, Tampa's pushed back. Now you got to keep going, right? You can't just score once. Now you got to keep pushing. You got to keep going. Saints do that. Then they get down, right? Then they got to come back. Now, at the end, okay, you're up four. Now Tampa, a legitimate playoff team, a legitimate team, at home, they got a chance to win the game. Can you slam the door? And the defense did.
They're just playing together. One team has a moment, okay, lift ourselves back up. The next group responds the right way, okay? Awesome, awesome game. Way to respond. That's really, really special. Love you guys. Cam,
I love
Cam,
you.
Let's go.
Hey, the world counts us out, baby, but we still fighting. We still swinging. They didn't want us to win, but here we are. We say, shuck it.
Shuck it.
Saints on three. One, two, three.
I mean, good stuff. Good stuff. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, remember how you feel after this game and during this game. And then think about how you felt after Miami or Atlanta. And think about how different it was, right? Think about the swing. I see the chat. I read the chat the whole time during the stream, all right? Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of messages. I can tell you at 7-7, when the Buccaneers scored, the chat was full of just, we suck. We suck again. Team's awful. Team's ass. Team sucks. This is garbage. 5 minutes left in the game. Team sucks. Team's garbage. This is all ass. Man, we suck. Man, we're garbage. Whatever. I can't get over the roof. But now, I have a sneaky feeling no one is calling for trade for Shador Sanders. No one is calling for put Spencer Rattler in. No one is calling for, man, we should hire Mike McCarthy. No one is calling for Todd Graves and chicken tenders to be in the stadium. All right? This is a work in progress. Every single drive, every single week, every single game. I say it every single performance, whether it's good or bad. The fact of the matter is we are going to have to be super patient with this team. And with Kellen Moore, Tyler Shuck, Devin Neal, the whole group. Think about the rookies. Think about what we're really talking about here. Rookie head coach, rookie left tackle. Rookie quarterback, rookie running back. That's just on offense. Then you flip it over. And that's not even counting the second-year players, right? Then we could go even deeper, which is like second-year players. Then you flip it over to the defense. Rookie, Jonas Sanker. Rookie, Quincy Riley. Rookie, Danny Stutzman. I mean, if you were playing Madden, this would be one hell of a start for a franchise. I'm not saying this team's going to win the Super Bowl next year, but the hot take culture of this team's awesome, this team's bad, it doesn't work with this team because this is an unprecedented amount of change from last year to this year, but then it's also an unprecedented amount of change from week to week. This same season, we had Alvin Kamara starting running back, Spencer Rattler starting quarterback, Rashid Shaheed, wide receiver two, Chris Olave, wide receiver one. This same season, Brandon Cooks, wide receiver three. And now we have Tyler Shuck starting quarterback, Devin Neal starting running back, Chris Olave starting wide receiver, Devon Vele starting wide receiver two or one, depends on who you ask. We went from one way of running the offense to now we're doing read options with Tyler Shuck and all this other stuff.
in the same season. That's insane.
Now, the last thing I want to talk about in this video really quick, and I'm sure I'm going to cover this a million times this week. I've had a lot of people say, what are the Saints doing? Why are they winning? They messed up their draft pick. Guys, the high draft pick is not correlated to success or winning or a team getting better at all. There is zero correlation, okay? Zero. Here's a couple of facts for you. The only position that has a 50% or higher success rate in the first round is offensive line. That's it. Every other position, wide receiver, quarterback, tight end, everything, has a less than 50% success rate in the first round. It is a straight-up crapshoot, whether you're drafted at 1 or 10 or 20. All right. Now I want to ask you this. Think about the good franchises over the last decade, or two decades, whatever, three decades. How many times have, when Tom Brady, well, the Patriots are a little different against Tom Brady, but how many times have the Steelers, the Ravens, the Chiefs, teams like that, how many times have they drafted in the top 10, top 5? The Philadelphia Eagles, they have drafted twice in the top 5 in the last 26 years. All right? One of those picks was Carson Wentz. The other was Lane Johnson. Twice in 26 years. Now, do the opposite. How many times have we seen the Jaguars, the Giants, the Jets, the Browns? How many times have those teams picked in the top 5? How many times have those teams picked in the top 10? If there was correlation to a top 5 pick or a top 3 pick and success, why do the same teams always draft in the top 5 and the same teams never draft in the top 10? It's not correlated, I'm telling you. I know it's hard to believe me because Mel Kiper has been screaming at the TV for 30 years and ESPN has tricked you that the NFL draft and the top and first round picks and all this stuff is super important because they got to put eyeballs on the TV. But you got to trust me. It is way more important to win games and have the development from your 10 rookies or whatever, or not 10, but your 9 rookies, or I guess it's 7, your 7 rookies, your rookie head coach, your second year players. It is way more important to have that development than it is your chance to draft your very own Trevor Lawrence or Trey Lance or Zach Wilson or Justin Fields or Cam Ward or whoever. Right? It's way more important that the infrastructure, the organization, the prep, the planning, the team, the coaching, the execution, all of that works. That's what you're worried about. If we went out and we go from the first overall pick to the 10th overall pick, I'd be the happiest guy in the world. Happiest guy in the world. I will take the 10th pick over the first pick every single year. Every year. I know it's a different way of thinking, but that's the right way to do it. The first overall pick, all that stuff, lose to keep your pick, dumbest thing in the world. Dumbest thing in the world. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. Happy Victory Monday. It's going to be a good week of videos. You know it's going to be a good week of videos when I'm waking up at 6 a.m. to get these videos up. All right, baby. We're out here. Get fired up. I'm fired up. I'll see you in the next video.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.